The tone of Thursday's hearing was set early on by Representative Doug Lamborn from Colorado. He's the chairman of the Subcommittee on Energy and Natural Resources within the House Natural Resources Committee. He labeled the EPA's Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment as an effort to derail the proposed Pebble Mine and claims the EPA's assessment is in essence an effort to preemptively veto mining across an entire region of Alaska.
The watershed assessment covered an area the size of West Virginia, more than 24,000 square miles, and was designed to reach an outcome that the entire region is unsuitable for mining. The assessment was severely criticized by a panel of scientists appointed by EPA to review the document.
The EPA's Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment was started back in 2010 after the agency received a request from 9 tribes in the Bristol Bay region for the EPA to step in and use its authority granted to it under the Clean Water Act to veto the issuance of permits necessary to move forward with development of the proposed Pebble Mine. One of the unique things about the request was that the tribes wanted the veto done before the Pebble Limited Partnership had even filed for the permits that would start the NEPA permitting process. That idea was addressed by Representative Lamborn.
If without cause an agency can retroactively veto issued permits or prospectively veto permits not applied for, then how can any company, contractor, or concessionaire have confidence to invest in America when their permit is not worth the paper it is written on?
Thursday's oversight hearing didn't feature a single representative with the EPA or the administration of President Barack Obama, and that fact was addressed by Representative Rush Holt from New Jersey. He's the ranking Democrat on the subcommittee. During his opening remarks, Holt came out in opposition to large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region.
It's my belief that the Bristol Bay watershed is too important and too fragile to allow a massive open-pit mine industrializing the landscape and creating long-term waste management challenges. And I think it would put into jeopardy the way of life of dozens of native villages and native residents. And it would threaten fishing jobs and harm a pristine ecosystem. It's why I believe that it's appropriate for the EPA to study carefully the impacts of the large-scale mining in the region to see if I'm right. I told you what I think. I would like to be sure that we get the facts from EPA. Their peer-reviewed scientific watershed assessment is designed to fill gaps in the science and to look at the potential consequences. EPA has yet to take the first steps required to initiate any restriction under the Clean Air Act. But the Bristol Bay watershed, I think, should be studied. We should look at the science. And efforts to portray the EPA's enforcement as an attack on mining, I think, are misguided.
Another of the Democrats who spoke during Thursday's hearing was Representative Peter DeFazio from Oregon. He's the ranking Democrat for the full House Committee on Natural Resources. He suggests that large-scale mineral mining in the Bristol Bay region poses undue risks to the natural environment.
You're looking at hundreds of thousands of tons of mining debris in the largest open pit mine in North America that if somehow going to be sequestered forever and not have any impact on the fisheries in Bristol Bay, despite the fact that they would be mining immediately around a number of the major tributaries, and they would in fact disrupt some of the major tributaries. There's been some talk about, oh, we'll provide some other wetlands and we'll do this and we'll do that. We're going to do geoengineering in order to disturb an environment that is perpetual and balanced and sustainable and providing more than $1.5 billion a year of value throughout the economy of Alaska and the West Coast. This impacts fishers from my state also.
The witness list of Thursday's hearing was heavy on Alaskans, including BBEDC CEO Norm Van Vactor and Sheldon Meyer, the president of the 40 Mile Mining District. The representative of the state of Alaska was Ed Fogles. He's a deputy commissioner in the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and he claims the EPA's Bristol Bay watershed assessment is a prime example of where the agency is overstepping its mandate.
The issue for Alaska here is not the Pebble Mine, but the potential effective loss of all beneficial use of this massive area of state land, which is promised to the state as part of the Statehood Act to help secure an independent economic existence for Alaska. This is a serious concern, as the area of the watershed assessment represents almost 10% of the state of Alaska's land holdings. This study could lead to the preemption of what really should happen here, a thorough environmental analysis of the project once it is actually proposed through the National Environmental Policy Act, whereby one of the nation's largest EISs would undoubtedly be produced. And this study is flawed. It has no legal basis. It is based entirely on hypothetical mining activity compounded by theoretical projects that may never develop. It ignores modern best practices, mitigation measures, and permit stipulations that would be required. The bottom line, no project would ever get permitted if it could not meet the requirements in multiple state and federal permits.
Fogels wrapped up his testimony by calling for the EPA and other federal agencies to respect states' rights and the permitting systems in place in states like Alaska. The only person from the Bristol Bay region to testify Thursday was Norm Van Vactor from Dillingham. He's the CEO of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, and he has over 30 years' experience in the Bay's seafood industry. Van Vactor testified in support of the EPA's Bristol Bay watershed assessment.
I want to highlight that EPA is involved in Bristol Bay in response to the unprecedented alliance of tribes, native corporations, sport and commercial fishing industries, all of whom petitioned EPA to use its authority under the Clean Water Act to step in to help protect our wild salmon, the fisheries, and the people who rely upon them. This response was a collective expression of concern from the community to have certainty that its cultural and economic well-being would be protected. The EPA responded to our request by conducting a scientific assessment of the watershed and the salmon fishery. EPA has been responsible for several public hearings throughout our region. 98% of the people from Bristol Bay who commented to EPA, more than 1,200 comments altogether, supported EPA action. Just a remarkable level of agreement and participation from our region. This is an issue that has bipartisan support in the state of Alaska and elsewhere. EPA should complete its scientific study and address the request to protect Bristol Bay. There is a legitimate national interest in protecting clean water that has for centuries supported the people and economy of our region.
Van Vactor wrapped up his testimony Thursday by calling for the EPA to finalize the watershed assessment and to use the authority given the agency under the Clean Water Act to develop and implement performance standards that would apply to the proposed Pebble Mine. Thursday's hearing was an oversight hearing, and no formal action was taken. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.